Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A massive manhunt's getting more intense in Pennsylvania, where a convicted killer's been on the run now for 13 days.
Danilo Cavalcante is considered armed and extremely dangerous after authorities say he stole a rifle from a garage Monday night in Chester County. The homeowner fired at him with a pistol before he was able to get away. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We ask residents in and around this vicinity to please secure homes, outbuildings, and vehicles.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
Let the public know that if you do anything to try and assist this individual, we will hold you accountable.
Cavalcante's sister was arrested Sunday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has made a formal impeachment inquiry against President Biden for alleged misconduct.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives.
But the White House is firing back. CBS's Linda Kenyon is there.
A White House spokesman calls the move politically motivated and suggests Speaker McCarthy is caving to extreme far-right members of his own party who are threatening to shut down the federal government if they don't get to press ahead with impeachment.
The inquiry comes as Congress runs the clock on a possible government shutdown. Funding runs out September 30th. Google's facing the biggest antitrust lawsuit now in 25 years. The Justice Department and a group of state attorneys general are suing the search engine for allegedly maintaining a monopoly online. CBS's Jolene Kent talked to the company about crowding out the competition.
Is Google breaking the law here?
No, we're not. The case comes down to two important principles, competition and choice. Competition, you've never seen more choice, whether that's TikTok or Reddit or Amazon or Expedia.
Google's chief legal officer, Kent Walker, also says if a user doesn't want to use Google as the default, they can change it.
Thousands are feared dead now in devastating floods in Libya.
The numbers are staggering.
The scale of it is unclear, but we know it's big.
Brian Lander of the World Food Program, which is hoping to get relief supplies in as soon as possible.
Well, certainly people have lost homes. They've lost all their belongings. So shelter will be an urgent need. Food, of course.
But the logistics of getting to the remote areas are proving very difficult.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Protection breaks down and time runs out. Down goes Rodgers and the sack for Leonard Floyd.
An MRI confirms New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers suffered a complete tear of his Achilles tendon after just four plays last night in his regular season debut with the Jets. The injury ends his season. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha County executive took a sledgehammer to the courthouse this morning. Paul Farrow, along with other county leaders, got started on a significant renovation project at the Waukesha County Courthouse by breaking down a wall. The extensive project is expected to take 4 years and includes improvements to HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and audiovisual systems. Security upgrades are also part of the plan, with renovations to the front entrance and the creation of secure courtrooms. There's a lot of action on the Great Lake today.
A beach hazard statement runs through tonight for Lake Michigan beaches in the area, including Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Sheboygan, and Ozaukee counties. The statement cautions against waves reaching heights of 3 to 5 feet and dangerous rip currents. This can create hazardous swimming conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, the fantastico Mr. Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. If it's Tuesday, it means it's time for a tangent, and no person better to bring us a tangent than the one, the only fabulous co-host of Town Call with Will Walter, Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Now that you're here, fantastic.
It comes up so quickly every week. A Tuesday tangent here at 2 o'clock with you on the Todd Albaugh Show. That's a lot of tease, folks.
It's a lot of tease. We love alliteration.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Having some fun. Glad to be with you on the airwaves.
Always great to be here. I want to get to a couple of things this half hour, but you actually have some legit breaking news to bring us here. We talked a little bit about the first half hour about these. Republicans have seemed to have gone impeachment happy, talking about this news out in D.C. Kevin McCarthy is saying Republicans are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings, at least, against Joe Biden. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans have been going after the new justice in the Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz. And I think what you're going to tell us here, well, we'll follow up with it, but go ahead and bring us the breaking news on this perhaps impeachment or not of Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, we've got Daniel Bice reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the leader of the state assembly, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, is now scaling back, maybe not being as direct about impeachment
walking
calls.
Back.
Yeah, he's hedging his bets. Maybe it sounds like there was not as widespread of support from the Republican caucus in the state assembly. So Bice reporting that the language that Voss is using in a recent interview on conservative talk radio last week, kind of more or less scaling back his condoning of an impeachment investigation of Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, even though she has just over about what, 5 weeks? A month and a week, really, under her belt in serving the people of Wisconsin on the state's highest court. So it seems like maybe Voss was expecting to have a little bit more support from his caucus, but not the case.